You're listening to SBS News.
While acknowledging the frayed relations between China and Australia in recent years, Chinese Ambassador Xiao Qian at a public address in Sydney said China's policy of friendly cooperation towards Australia remains unchanged.
Looking into the future, China-Australia relations enjoy great potential for cooperation and a bright prospect. That's the message that I brought with me from China.
The ambassador also insisted that the infamous 14-point list of grievances handed to journalists by officials at the Chinese embassy in 2020 did not amount to a set of preconditions Australia had to fulfil in order for normal diplomatic relations to resume.
I don't have a list. I haven't ever seen a list of 14 points. And that happened before I came here as ambassador. The concerns were being reported in a twisted way as the so-called preconditions, as demands. And this is not true.
The speech comes as Beijing shows signs of ending a two-year diplomatic freeze. The new defence minister, Richard Miles, met with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of a security summit in Singapore a fortnight ago. While Beijing's second in command, Premier Li Keqiang, sent a message of congratulations to the new prime minister. But tensions still remain. A recent flashpoint saw a Chinese fighter jet releasing flares and small pieces of metal dangerously close to an Australian aircraft over the contested South China Sea. And on issues such as China's tariffs on Australian exports, there is no change. That's despite the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, reiterating last night that China needed to lift its sanctions on Australia to improve relations.
Well, China already, there have been some improvements, but there's a long way to go. It will be a problematic relationship. I said that before the election, regardless of the outcome. China has sanctions against Australia that should be removed.
This is a rare invitation to the Australian public by the Chinese ambassador and comes just weeks after the Albanese government came into power. His message today was focused on finding common ground between the two countries. Yuying Zhang, the inaugural China Matters Fellow at the Australian Institute of International Affairs, says this address is a good first step, but the detention of Australians Chen Lei and Yang Hengjing in China remains a major sticking point.
To bring them back should be one of the high priorities of the government. How to do that, I am not certain, but Canada last year has been successful in returning two of its citizens to Canada.
When questioned on this, Ambassador Xiao noted there had been intense communications between the two countries, but said China's legal processes needed to be respected. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.